From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo has reached its end. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Meanwhile, after a series of setbacks in Syria and Iraq, the Islamic State group on Sunday re-entered the ancient Syrian town of Palmyra. Zlatika Hogue reports.
Islamic State recaptured Palmyra Sunday despite a wave of Russian airstrikes and forced government troops out of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. It was the militants' first major advance after a year of setbacks in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The group was forced to leave Palmyra in March, leaving behind damage and destruction among the 2,000-year-old ruins. Zlatica Hogue, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited Israel Monday to help celebrate the arrival of the country's first two F-35 fighter jets built by U.S. firm Lockheed Martin.
From its stealth technology to its fighter capabilities, the F-35 will allow pilots to evade detection and fly at supersonic speeds while conducting air defense, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, and ground attack missions.
Israel is among several countries that have ordered the jets and has plans to buy 50 of them. Portugal's Antonio Guterres was sworn in Monday as the 9th UN Secretary General. He told member states the UN needs to be nimble, efficient, and effective. Turkish state media say police Monday detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials. The detentions were over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot claimed responsibility for two bombings.